Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 20. This is a jumble, a pink princess, a magic wand, tiara for company. I'm not a princess, Daddy, I'm a girl. And what shop did I buy you in? Stop it, Daddy, you didn't buy me, I grew. Oh, like cyclamen stalks, the neck of this child carries a head packed with cheeks of colour. She sits on my lap, watches CBeebies, waits for the result of the quest. She is the heart of the matter, the cause of the search, the fountain whose waters are under threat. Cork has already fallen. Ennis, Ballinasloe, Clonakilty too, or was it Bandon? The liquid that fell from the skies, contaminated by the excrement of bribed men. Let us not probe too deeply, lest we disturb Marian's conviction that it was the hand of God. Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts we are about to receive, the budget. Sunday morning in the refugee camp, during the run-up to the revolution. Last night, in Cratlow, a shepherd saw the image of Cuchulainn in the stone. There are now 100 sheep gathered, a local farmer making hay. Rain fallen, puddles, glass ripples, reflections, the sky. What's breaking surface? Grey skin towers over creatures, conjured by swift. Kilimanjaro legs, a trunk packed with all the knowledge invented by the dead and living generations. Gulliver travelled this way. He too was on the lookout in case he'd be ambushed by righteousness. He had no elephant to guide him, no tail to swat the mozzies. We have our garnish to sing the song of wandering Angus. Only our elephant evolved as Darwin's child, ascended from the soup. Did you really walk this jungle? Or was that another white lie, a venial sin? You have been silent, you and free will, massive bedfellows. Are you committed to letting me drown before I find the elusive Pimpernel? What bloody use is a guru if it won't stay awake? Talk about light touch regulation. Who can remember the elephant's way? Let's move on deeper into this refugee camp. Any Hungarians left over from the Velvet Revolution? The Irish army camp has been developed, floodplains washed away. I belong in the planning department. I am a public servant. How dare you? I've never taken a bribe, knowingly. It wasn't me who approved the building of the floodplains. It was councillors that done it. The planning department propose. Politicians dispose. We are all professionals, you know. We belong to a professional association. We have qualifications. I am not responsible for any decisions. My colleagues and I in the planning department consider that the aforementioned codicil represented in subsection 4.3 of section 4, pursuant to the Minister's Standing Order number 361, is sufficient authority to absolve us from any liability for the cock-up. I've personally taken no brown envelope, no cash for permissions. Please don't point your finger in my direction. As a public servant, I am beyond reproach. Meanwhile, back at the hospital, the Mercy wards are cleared of cancer patients, and the porters have lost patience. The task force met to stop the tide. The Taoiseach led the charge. Our government is on the job with public eyes, servants by his side. Apprentice time, GlaxoSmithKline. There's never been a shower so green, edging for the task. Strip away the mask. Show us your leotard as if Willie O'Dea. Ireland is falling down with rain, credibility down the drain. The powers that be say it will be grand. We've credit for you to beat the band. Whatever you do, don't fall asunder. Working together, there'll sure be plunder. I'd love a cup of tea. I'm satisfied the young pretenders are given to the cheat. They'll falsify the figures, dress their skins in shower of fake tan and pocket the return, all for the sake of a job with Bill. Into the boardroom, into the valley of death, rode the six of them, hardly a brain between them, all persuaded they were the bee's knees. A training ground for the youth of Ireland and parents of aspiration, the role model in court, surrounded by jesters, festering egos full of self and a wealth of mouth between them. Perhaps apprentices are too young to be honest and come stamped with a sell-by date from yesterday. I kid you not. End of Canto 20.